Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
A VPN, short for Virtual Private Network, is a cybersecurity tool for privacy and security. NordVPN ensures that you can browse safely and privately in just a few clicks.
Yes, you're calling the Kevin!
By the way, we need to get in there quickly because so many people are messaging me as Gordon Diella Goff. What's the story with your Green Day bag that you keep bringing me?
I know that. I honestly didn't even know that was there. There you go.
What is it, a cushion?
It's a cushion.
What did you bring that for?
What's the stains that are over it?
Black.
There you go.
What are you, Black Sabbath?
Black Sabbath.
He's banging off the table.
No, listen.
If you're going to apologise, you're not a man.
I'm going to apologise to all the salesmen and all the snakes out there, you know, that I've offended. That's it, you know, because I know host, my missus got...
She likes you angry.
No, she doesn't. She's actually, I think she's...
I can only imagine what you've done when you went abroad that day. You were angry.
A wee bit embarrassed.
Conor McGregor, I just want to take this moment and apologise.
Absolutely no one. She took my pants down and scalped my backside.
Oh, perfect. Will she do that to me if I go mad?
I think so. She might do it. Dad's now. There you go.
By the way, your rant was brilliant. Is there anything else that's been annoying you this week? Anything in general or football? Anything that's thing you're not in the van?
Ah, just the usual. With the VAR, the handballs, all that.
Need getting ready that, Fergie.
What,
the anger? The game.
Mate, no, this is the guy, he's an advocate for it, ain't you, Paddy?
VAR, aye.
The VAR.
It's he's not
VAR, no.
It's not, but you have to have it. All the leagues use it, you need to have it.
Oh,
but we're not using it the right way.
The guy in the van needs to stop sitting at Anfield, didn't he?
Aye. I'll sit and have a kip.
Do you know what's been annoying me?
Right, on you go.
Every time I put the telly on, he's on it.
Aye, he's on Tuesday,
aye, amazing. That was some game on Tuesday, wasn't it?
So did you need to drive up there, obviously, up early there. Prep?
Aye, up there, watch a game, stayed up. Went to Livy last night.
Oh, did you stay in Dingwall?
Mighty well get a win.
What, did you stay up last night?
Did you actually stay in Dingwall? No.
You can't stay in Dingwall, can you?
Why not?
Oh, it's the worst place. There are about five people in it, man.
It shuts down in the winter.
You said Dingwall's open, for about
it? One hotel in it.
He's walking about.
One hotel and it's got two bedrooms.
It's like shuts down.
I was up there.
I was up there for a...
They're in the bathroom.
So I went,
wait, did you stay up there?
I was at hand.
How'd you find that?
It was... Well, Dad says it, like, shuts down. There's nothing happening.
By the way, Inverness is completely different.
Aye, that's nice.
Every time we played Inverness, I took my team up on the Friday night.
Did you ask?
For what?
Johnny Fox's.
What, would the team go to bed?
Johnny Fox's.
So wait, you the type of manager to put your team to bed and you'd go it?
All day, right, all day. Well, there's no point, I'm not playing, am I? So I used to say to my staff, right, we'll go and get a glass of wine and we'll sit and have a chat. Inverness was brilliant.
Do the tactic.
Oh, taxi, right, any Johnny Fox.
No, tactics.
No, taxis.
Should
we do tactics? Taxis.
Inverness is lovely.
Is it nice?
Oh, Inverness. I stayed in Culloden for a bit, then I stayed in Dingwall. I stayed up, man. It was entertaining, away, right? I was 3 months in Dingwall.
We put a guy called
Paul Kinnaird. No, it was just up.
Paul Kinnaird did the best.
Crazy man, by the way.
Best chat up line I've ever heard in my life.
What was it?
We were over, where were we? No, down south.
And where did you manage him? Where?
Here. a brilliant. He used to come in and go, Gaffer, can I get a bit of shining on fee? The engine in my car's blown up. And I'm like, oh, you've not even got a licence, mate. Right? Yeah. He didn't have a licence. That's him that stood outside, won man of the match against Rangers, won a bike, and he was outside selling it to the supporters walking back. He was the best character I've ever had in a dressing room.
That's why I could last the 3 months there, because every night it was hilarious. What a great laugh.
He was brilliant, wasn't he?
Wasn't he? He became a personal trainer.
He came in and...
Did he do a bit for you?
He was brilliant. But I was, we were doing so, on the Saturday night, we played Rotherham and I says, right boys, we're going back up the road Sunday, have a good night out. So I'm sitting in the hotel and they all come back, right? And there was a couple of females there in the corner. This is before, I don't know if Paul's married or
not. No, he wasn't at the time.
Right, he wasn't, he was single at the time. And he says, hey, Gaffer, when you'll see this? He says, when you'll see this? Walks over and he went, hi, girls, I'm Paul Kinnaird, showed your beard. I nearly drapped. And he was there over about
shyness, he wasn't shy, oh, that's for sure. He
was. But, just checked, Paul Kinnaird got married at 16.
So yeah.
Divorced at 10 o'clock this morning.
When I was at Clydebank, player manager, I took him as well there.
Great ability.
Because he just says right away, ability wise, you'd have liked him. Did you ever see Paul Kinnaird playing? He was a winger.
Mate, he brilliant. But different class.
Aye. But good player, but just half his. He's a rocket man.
Is he?
That's what he was. I was a rocket. But a great guy.
What was the latest you went to bed when you were a manager and you had a game the next day?
One.
Never be a nightclub job and all
that. And
then I've got a massive life.
is that reasonable? No. You say?
Never 3-4.
No, never.
You're a liar.
I had a few, you're a liar, man. I had a few good nights. I'll tell you the best one I had was with Martin O'Neill down at, I'd known Martin O'Neill.
You and Martin O'Neill in the room?
Celtic were playing Kilmarnock, and it was the night the floodlights went off or something, it's well known. And Martin O'Neill came into Seamill. We were staying at Seamill. We were playing Dundee United, Scottish Cup, 3 o'clock, and Celtic come down. And O'Neill came in and we were sitting there. I had a quiz. That was my Friday night quiz. Couple of quid for a winner of the teams, right? Boys went away up to the bed. I took the staff into the wee bar, had a couple of beers, a glass of wine, had a chat. Martin O'Neill came in with his full staff, blaring away. What do you do? I says, oh, we do a quiz. He's like, any chance that we can do? And he sat there to 12, a brilliant, the best company I've ever had as a manager. He was absolutely brilliant.
What a story.
Did they win?
Well, he was different class.
He's clever, isn't he?
He used to go to crime scenes. See, listen to his stories, it was brilliant.
Did he ever watch one of your trials?
What?
You never did?
No, I've not had a trial.
Does he not watch divorce?
He was actually studying you.
He's trying to get me in. Who is it? Alexander the Great?
Who's
this? Right, tell us about it, Derek.
He says you need to get.
Are you actually going to Google it?
I never even went to school.
He's went all professional here. He's got an iPad.
I must have thought somebody else was hosting it.
See, I don't want to say him.
See, you can get the writing a wee bit smaller, though.
I don't want to say him if you know your history.
You'll start singing, won't
you? He'll get a few shades.
Right, come on, Alexander the Great. What's so good about him?
Oh, he was.
Tactician, you were saying to me.
Right, I'm no one.
What do you like him for? Exactly.
Mate, honestly, 32 he died, right? I was raging. I watched the documentary on him. It's the most fascinating thing I've ever seen in my life. He took over Egypt and everything, right? He went in, he fought armies that had 10 times the soldiers that he had. And it was just a thought. And I thought to myself, I said at the show there, and he'd be a great manager and somebody's ran me, right? Some people out there. But the way he...
I'm not having this. Pushed his back four up, low block, mate. I get
round the corners.
I've had a different kind of outlook. Because growing up, I stayed in Ballanock, Easterhouse, not. So I used to watch them all fight.
Young
the Barry L and the Toy, battling across old Edinburgh Road. A near tackle. Are we talking about Alexander the Great? Because we used to stop playing football in the street. They won the bridge. Don't leave a veranda and watch them. And you could actually see them going down the side. They would have been 10 and I'm doing that side, trying to get across before the traffic lights changed. All the motors would come and then they would get something and get trapped. And they would get trapped and then they would all attack.
But see all these guys that you see are leaders like William Wallace and all that. How the fuck are they speaking to, like, how many men are they in charge of?
I don't know.
He's the one guy that's in charge of what the 10,000 men do.
After every battle,
that's all you sort of had to get a call for.
It's 100%
You think one guy was in charge of what where he went?
No, what they done where they had generals. And they moved the general, told that's the general, right, here's the plan. When I shout to the right, I'm a wristman.
It clearly happened. But of course, something has to tell them what to do.
Because it's like, you have, like, when you're the manager, because he employs people, you look after the player and different.
So, see, in an army, how many men are in an army?
I'm not counting, but I think there are a few.
Right, in general, what, 10,000 men in an army?
Depends.
And well, you're telling me I get one guy and five fucking generals and organising 10,000 guys?
So how does it work these days? There's one guy in charge of the strategy. And there's different people in charge of different groups who've got...
You're not a believer,
but I think the technology you've got these days that they've got to help them.
I know, but sitting on the phone, a guy on a horse is going, these are our tactics we're going to use.
I mean, before they hold up flags, there's no wars happening. If it didn't happen, it's been exaggerated. It's been exaggerated. If they're 40 odds right, you're taking one group, Faddy's taking Fergie and me, I'm going to the left, you're going to the right, they're going in.
You know what I mean? And then we're attacking.
And it's, so you're thinking, like, you think there's, well, as you see on the films, there's one army here, and then they all just run at each other and just
start.
You'll send so many in there. You need to start. It's made to look better.
Maybe they didn't happen exactly.
What do you think they've done? Right, your best fighter against my best fighter, square go in the middle.
I think that's a good shooter, though. You should have done that.
Your best fighter against.
They should have.
But you can't say it. It's not. You're our best fighter.
But there's no way William Wallace done that thing with a horse where he stands in front of fucking 10,000 men in the back and hear him shout.
Faddy, talk to him.
Too far gone.
Aye, but. Pass it on, didn't
they? What's he saying?
Hey, you shut up at the back. They're all showing their arse and all that. We've got to ask you about food.
You sent us a picture of your salmon.
Oh, don't even go there.
It looked nice, mate. What'd you hear last night? Muscles as well, mate.
Right, I can't believe it. What'd you think I had?
Didn't say it was that stupid beans and
last night, because I was fed up, because it's been some nice food I've been having. Stuff. I just wanted pie and beans last night. Pie and beans and a cup of tea. You're not happy with that, it's the day before Friday.
I'd love to pie and beans.
What kind of pie? Mince or steak?
No, just a mince pie. Scotch pie and beans. No, there was mash to go. I didn't want a mash, just pie and beans.
Got a lovely pie at Fir Park.
Oh, that's chicken.
Pies at Fir Park, chicken and mash. I actually forgot to come up and see you. Sometimes you just crave that. I was like, no, I was dying. I just love that.
Do you like your macaroni pie?
Aye. You like most pies, don't you?
Have you tasted the kebab one?
I didn't like it.
A bit nippy, isn't it? I just, that's weird.
I've asked you your favourite ever meal. What's your, my favourite show is Saturday Kitchen, so you get a food heaven and a food hell. What's the one food that you fucking hate?
That I hate? Liver, because I was force fed it when I was I used to have hunters of onions with it. But that was because, stupidly, my dad thought it was going to make us, stronger, whatever, a lot of bullshit. So my dad force fed me that.
I'm fresh coriander.
Oh,
hate it.
Do you see, like a soup or anything, and you can taste it.
When they make something nice and go, liver.
Liver.
Pick it up.
So see, my dad's getting old and he's really struggling. I'm going to fucking force feed him liver.
And a drip.
On his deathbed, aye. There you go. Fucking eat that. Yeah, take it. Force feed him.
Turn up with that. Get that into you.
Do you get certain types of liver? Is it like chicken liver or is it just liver?
I don't know what it was. It was just liver. It was horrible.
How do you cook?
Horrible looking, horrible tasting.
In a frying pan, but onions
and all that. I needed hundreds of onions.
Liver and onion. Would you know, be able to have it now then because you had it too?
Put half, aye. My dad put me off.
Tripe, did you have that when you were younger?
No, I've never had that.
Sheep's stomach.
Ah, it's not very good.
Fuck that. Man, when you, what about your foods?
I cannot stomach cold egg. Cannot. In fact, I can't even
cold
stomach.
Egg?
Like a boiled egg?
I cannot
egg?
Even what? Stomach somebody sitting next to me eating it.
Aye?
I'd be sick. I would refuse. See, when I was younger.
You're showing weakness now.
Stay out of Kevin Kyle's taxes.
see, when I was younger and I was sort of in the dating scene, and you meet a butt and she ordered a salad with cold egg and she's sitting there. Oh no, you're off.
But you'd still.
If she was an absolute darling.
I'm away, mate.
Is that because of what comes out the other end?
No, it's a phobia I've got of it. And yet, I love eggs, right? But they've got to be.
Scotch egg, no?
Honestly, and I'll tell you another one. I would puke if I seen it. The pickled ones.
Pickled eggs?
Pickled eggs.
Tremendous. Tremendous.
Oh, tell his dad worked on a chippy. Is that a chippy?
Chippy? I don't even go there. Much a chip.
Didn't get me started on the price of food, mate. I got sushi last night, right? 30 bits for 30 quid.
Fish
30 quid, mate,
fish,
and I was fucking starving after it. On, like,
fish supper.
How much a fish supper?
Oh, about 15,
13 quid.
I know, but you're full after that, mate. I'm telling you, I got sushi for 30 quid and I was fucking starving.
I just remember a fish supper being like 4 quid on the way home from the supermarket, my mum and dad.
That was an Alexander the Great day. I'll get you a chippy. If we beat that fucking one, you're on chippies. A chippy.
What's your order at a chippy? We've never asked you that because his dad used to own one.
What was the order?
Do you know his dad owned Da Vinci's?
No, I didn't know.
In the tin? What was your order?
My mum and dad.
Oh, a special fish.
Special. What, with breadcrumbs?
Oh, all day.
Nice and all that, aye.
Fuck. Mate, innit?
Aye.
Come on.
I've only started really eating fish.
Or a chicken supper.
I never eat it when I was younger, so I always get
black pudding's no bad. I can go a black pudding.
That's...
Tell me, right, before your time, obviously, you tasted the Mars bar one?
Battered Mars bar, nice, mate.
Is it?
Aye. You wouldn't eat it every week, but once in a while it's decent, mate.
Oh, I'm going to have a wee dig at that.
Huh?
Much as that.
It'll be a bit of tenner.
About 20 quid, by the way.
Mars bar in it. Stick that in the fire, will you?
I was a wee bit shocked. I was like,
everything's expensive.
What did you hear last night, sorry, dinner?
Actually,
you was on the way to
We stopped at Pitlochry and I had fish and chips.
Nice, it's a nice fish and chips at Pitlochry.
It was nice.
Who did you stay in a room with at Ross County yourself?
Aye.
Who else stayed there?
Everybody.
He's got a few drinks.
With a couple of beers after the game, aye.
Nice.
So you talk about something. I always remember with Sunderland stoked at a place called Weatherby. Remember Weatherby? Why? We used to stoke there and get fish and chips on the way up the road and a few cans on the bus. That was brilliant.
Do you as a manager, do you ever stay up late night before games? Few drinks?
No, but the time,
to bed?
Time I was a manager, I had the three boys anyway, so get them to bed and just get aye. At times, I was playing as well.
I'm
sensing there's a problem with staying up late as a man.
No, I like it, mate.
Aye, you've got to talk to your staff.
You do your own thing, mate.
Have you ever been
rough on
Sunday
a pitch, though? Clearly. Well, once, aye.
What game is that?
Oh, a long, long time ago. Aye, I felt a wee bit...
Hazy?
Felt a wee bit... And I never done it again, because I thought, your nose sharp.
Worse than feeling hungover. Worse than feeling hungover. You need a shite constantly after the night drink.
I don't care.
And there's only usually like one toilet in the dressing room, mate. So everybody's like, gaffer's in that toilet. Stop, man.
I'll tell you, I don't do toilet talk.
Do you not talk about it?
Nah, I hate it.
Good reason. Any of your managers, Fad, you like to... Was it like Sam? Because that sort of that era, wasn't it? Sam Allardyce like, loved a wine in that night before a game, didn't he?
He wasn't my manager, though.
No, I know, but I'm saying just about that time. Boys would never be that type, would they?
No.
People have been burning
staff weren't allowed to drink.
Staff weren't allowed to drink?
No, not on a Friday. If they,
right.
I didn't like the staff drinking because it was about the game. So.
Right.
Water like to drink, didn't you? So people said to me before, people have interviewed water like to drink.
Dad says a glass of wine. I think that's quite healthy, isn't it? Sitting, having a chat, talking football.
I didn't mind it as a player if the staff were having a drink because
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like, it's not going to be, I wish I could have that. It's just, they're away in the hotel. Mm-hmm. Go and have a few drinks, no problem for me.
You don't get bladder. You don't.
You know,
don't walk about the room singing all that outside, waking everybody up. But
Stuart McCall would do it.
A couple of beers. You could just tell Stuart McCall.
A couple of cans and he's flying.
Kenny Black. They'd have a drink the way down as well.
Would they?
Aye.
The way down to the game?
And they went, after the game, if we were on the bus, they'd have a couple.
Did he come up and sit with the boys? Ah, oh, brilliant.
That was
come up and go. I've got a few extra, anybody want one?
No, but he'd get a carry out and then he'd give the boy hand the carry out.
If there was any left,
That was the best days with Stranraer when Jerry was the manager, Jerry Britton. After the game, I went heading up the road for Stranraer, having a few glasses of wine with Jerry.
Did you know as soon as brought it in that the boys could tell?
Friday night, up at the Grosvenor Hotel. So we were allowed a couple of glasses of wine with our meal.
Before the game?
But then when you get to know the waitresses.
That became rare.
Well, you could get another cheeky one. And then you probably had a bottle of wine. Right, hey, great sleep. Out like a light, bang, and you're ready for the game. It didn't really affect us. So that's what we were allowed, a glass of wine, a glass or two. So
would you sit with us and have wine as well?
No, he would. Well, Dad, as a manager, go away and sit with the staff and have a.
Did you ever have the bottle of whiskey in the dressing room before a game?
No.
Never had that.
Well, did you say that? Where was that range?
Once, aye.
That was shot of whiskey.
First time I'd seen it.
Julian Dix says he used to do that.
First game playing Chelsea Stamford Bridge, right? And I've been done with the wee Eddie Lars boy. And next minute, in comes the member of staff. Sits a bottle of whiskey down, and I'm thinking somebody's won a raffle or something, right? Next minute, all the wee glasses go in. We as a Hartford boys like that come in, experienced guys, Mick McCarthy and all these boys. poor. Just as walking out the tunnel.
Wee shot of whiskey,
and I'm sitting going, I'll get the rest of it in the meeting. I never.
It's the one drink I don't like, whiskey.
Oh, I'll change your mind. Well, see, when you go and buy a bottle of whiskey, get ice, ginger beer, and a slice of lime, mate, it'll fucking change your life. But it'll turn you into a raving lunatic. But it tastes amazing, mate. Believe me.
But I don't think.
It's not an Irish whiskey.
See, I'm looking to my right hand side and he's like, no.
You're not a whiskey guy?
Because I'm easily influenced by you guys at times, so I could see myself doing that at
him,
the weekend.
Him and the other ones, not me.
I'm making a change to my life. I'm no longer staying out past 12 o'clock.
Are you?
Because the drinking thing's unrealistic, but I'm no longer staying out the house past 12 o'clock.
You're the same as me.
I'm a trapdoor. When I go out with him and we need to get a day out, I just get to a point and I say, I'm out of here. You just know that, don't you?
It's just his usual routine when he leaves. We'll be sitting in a pub, you'll go into the toilet, you'll raid the condom machine and then just leave.
Away you go. We hear me a few Johnnies. He's got a couple of pounds.
He's getting a change.
And the shout on the steer.
Blowing them up.
For the Johnny machine. Cutting results for the weekend. I thought I was eating. I've saved it. I thought I was done.
So who is it? Who's it?
Gordon and Faddy!
By the way, have a look at that.
Are you
Faddy
right?
Gordon 5 points last week.
Wait, six?
Baddy 4 points.
That was so close.
Si 1 point. Derek 5 points, and Derek finishes off the month on 25 points.
Thank you.
I got last week's results, but
who done you? Come on then, who done you?
Ross County scored a late winner, didn't they? That was got to be a draw, and Celtic scored two in injury time.
Time for you.
And I got six.
You Derek, go on, you'd have been a draw. Four.
I would have if they never scored the last one.
Well done.
If I could pick it now, I'd probably get six.
Who stopped you for getting your...
Kelly. I went Aberdeen draw. Imagine going for a draw.
I thought you'd went Kelly. That's why I was sitting in the house thinking I'm eating the wing this week.
No.
You went draw with Aberdeen.
Aye.
You deserve to eat the wing for
that. I do. You're only eating one, aren't you?
Yeah, you're only
one plate.
You don't just come here and make the rules.
I signed up for one, mate.
Aye, did you need the small plate?
One plate is?
No.
Mine's not a plate.
A boiled egg and that and all.
It's only one.
That's all right. I'd rather eat it than a boiled egg. There I go.
Boiled egg.
I couldn't eat a
boiled egg. Would you do that? Would you eat a boiled egg?
A boiled egg challenge? No.
Have I paid you? Have I paid you enough?
No, you couldn't pay me anything to eat a boiled egg.
Really?
And you know me, I'm a freeloader.
Wow.
I would bear my arse for a couple of quid, but no, a boiled egg.
You just like a wee boiled egg?
Aye.
Aye. On its end?
I didn't know, it's a weakness of yours.
A cold egg. Any cold egg.
You know, every one of us need to bring a boiled egg.
That's the first thing that's in your head, isn't it?
Aye, definitely.
It stinks, man.
Do you know what, to see, I used to have one pal who would, I'm maybe being a bit harsh because he wasn't exactly well off, but see, if you stayed at his man's house on a Sunday and you were a wee bit rough, it was guaranteed egg sannies in the morning.
Oh, love an egg sandwich. Oh, see, love an egg sandwich.
And the smell of egg sannies.
Nah, come on.
I was like, I mean, they're baking them, nothing, man. Like, just eggs.
That's a terrible thing to say. You better cut that.
No, no, man.
Yeah, but snob.
That's no snob. That's not being a snob. But
it is.
Egg sannies, mate. The bread goes all soggy, mate, and it's basically fucking free eggs. Well, do you know what I mean? The bread comes
sliced egg?
No, it's a fried egg. Not a fried egg. Sanny. Not even a roll. Sanny.
I get the bulk even thing about it.
Aye. I'm just a good bit of butter into a frying pan, four eggs.
Oh, aye.
And that's you.
Scrambled.
Aye. Just sing me, aye.
Do you know what? Hard to make poached, but I love them, but they're so hard to make.
Aye. No,
so
I prefer a scrambled egg, probably.
Do you know how you
are? Yeah.
Aye, but the minute they come out the pan, I've got to eat them. It's a shame they're resting. Yeah. I'll say, I can't go buffy, right? I can't do the buffies. Aye. See, when you go to hotels and it's, I'm like, nah.
What is that? Because it germs or stuff like that?
No, it's just because it's sitting just there. Fucking.
Something gives you the heebie jeebies.
Aye, and then you go up and it's, you look at the egg and it's, oh, fuck off, man. Right, it's all that watery.
Oh, see, a watery scrammy egg, mate. There's nothing worse in the world, mate.
Oh,
a watery scrammy egg.
A lot of time, that's no real egg, anyway.
You put it on your plate and the water just goes, rest of your food.
Oh, yeah, it's your bread.
That's how stinking, man.
When you're eating a fry up, you kind of don't like the beans touch.
Oh, aye,
I don't mind that.
No, I'm like a lot of people are like that.
Aye, I was terrible when I was younger. Aye. I couldn't have seen.
Aye, could you
like mince and tatties. Couldn't touch in my plate when I was younger. I was a weirdo.
I
was a weirdo.
And when you ate it, you would just eat all the mince.
I could eat the two of them together.
Right, but they just couldn't touch.
But I couldn't. Aye, it couldn't.
Most people must.
I'm alright now. I'm fine now. I got out of that. But when I was younger, I was terrible.
Touch an egg.
No.
Rangers against Killie last night. A result that shows they're capable going all the way. Especially going one down.
Do you know something? Look, he doesn't come in for criticism, right? The manager, but fair play to him. I was surprised when he named his team, right? I know he changes it all the time, but it was the changes.
Aye. He got it wrong.
Yilmaz has been selection. Different.
Right. Well, I'm not allowed to say that.
Desert has been scored two.
You and him again, he's asked again. Yilmaz is the best player. Go on, Derek, go.
No, listen, he played extremely well at the weekend, I know that. So, hey, by the way, about your superior knowledge, maybe it is coming on to you again. But just what you're saying, I was surprised that he never started last night.
But
I think
he changed
the selection.
I sure did that.
And he had to.
Yeah, but he changed it at half time. And but I'll tell you what, they're big moments in games for me. The boy Kennedy. Butland.
Great
save.
Safe, Butland.
I've not seen.
Is he your player of the year so far for Rangers this year, Butland?
he's sensational. If you're a back four and Ennin's getting over the top, you're thinking this guy will bail us out here. He's absolutely brilliant. But if I reverse it and I look at if I'm Kilmarnock, I think I should be scoring that. I think I'm banging
Kennedy's.
Definitely.
He hits it quite well.
I think if that falls to
great save.
If that falls to like a Greg Stewart or a Van Veen, that's swept high into the net. But don't take it's a brilliant save, big moment, but you're right, I think you should be burying that. And I don't think Rangers come back for that 2-0.
But so Tavernier's a man again, and he steps up. How good is he?
Yeah. Unbelievable, it's incredible.
Technique is incredible, isn't it?
Big moments, we need it. And for 55 minutes, Rangers hadn't really played. Wouldn't you say bullied, but physically they were second best against Killie last night, Rangers were.
Is that where you thought he got it wrong in terms of team selection, taking physicality?
And I think with young McCausland, he's come in and he's done really well. I don't think that was because it was wet, it was windy when I started. I don't think it was a night for him. I think it was for a bit of power, a pace, physicality, and that's where Sterling comes into.
Why he put Barisic in though, just for the extra wee bit of height. But it's not his game, is it? Physicality.
But then if you look back in games beforehand, the boy Armstrong absolutely tortures. Aye. Barisic, so he does. Barisic can't handle Armstrong. Armstrong's a terrific player, but he's one of the guys that he's always at you. Disney League. I like that in a player. Barisic can't handle that.
Clearly he gets off first up. It's set plays, didn't he?
Oh, they were brilliant at set plays.
Giants.
But they physically were better for 55 minutes.
Wee Danny's killed himself. He's moved to Rangers, isn't he? Green boots scoring in front of the fans doing that. I mean, isn't he? He's going to Rangers now. Would you go for that? Would you say the same Butland player of the year so far?
Butland's been outstanding. Mm. I think even sometimes you get a goal that's not played. And then they come in and early on they're a wee bit shaky, then you see them growing straight away. Some of the early European games, some big saves. Right. He's been outstanding and they're talking about him for the England squad.
Yeah. The defensive record this year is incredible, isn't it?
Aye. They look solid at the back. They look really comfortable.
It's amazing that we're talking about their defensive record's that good and Butland player of the year. You know what I mean?
Aye.
It's not
that he's busy, it's just he looks so assured, no matter what it is.
Last night was massive, because I'm with Fergus, you've come on, go two there, that's a long way back, right? Because Derek knows how to get the job done, McInnes, so he would have made it very difficult, but that was a massive save.
I think if you go 2-0 down, then your focus is more on just getting a draw, like your first get, can you get out of here with a draw, but the fact that you'd won, then... You know it can change, you get the momentum. And it's a massive win. I think a lot of people thought Rangers could slip up, Rangers could drop points against Kilmarnock. Then you go in, it's 1-0 at half time, and I don't think there was too much happening in terms of the Rangers attack.
No, they were in the attack. But I thought the way they kind of overpowered Rangers, I think they won a lot of second balls. But that's how I think you needed a Sterling in there. I just think they looked a wee bit light.
Though as well, Dessers. The criticism is he doesn't score every chance, but he runs in behind. He doesn't mind the physical side of it. And going up against, they're quick at the back, Kilmarnock. But it's just a different kind of proposition than Fabio Silva, isn't it?
But you're talking about Clement. You've got to give him praise in the second half. Well, assists for a goal. The wee throw in. Then how clever was that? Did you see it?
No, I've never seen it, no.
The ball goes out for Rangers second goal, and it falls to him, and he just throws it like a ball boy. As quick as, and Lawrence just goes back, and
they get the
goal. They get the goal.
They get the free kick.
Second's a free kick, Lawrence takes it really quick.
Then they get the wee break. And then they get the wee break of the ball, and it's a fantastic finish. So as
did he get injured again?
Lawrence. By the way, he went down stretching his calf. I'm thinking I'm going to get him off. Get Rask.
You know how the worry is Cortez? He looked like he'd done his hammy.
It's a strange one because he wasn't at full pelt or anything. It was just he was jumping for the ball.
But it was the way he walked out.
Aye, and he's obviously done his hammy.
We've all been there, and you do your hammy, you're holding it in the way.
But you get that with that surface. You know, any wee kind of weakness or niggle you've got.
Be honest, he's starting to get excited. What is there, 10 games to go?
No, but aye, because, and the reason I'm excited, and we never touched on it last week, because we shouldn't be in that position talking about Rangers at the minute. It should have been dead and buried. Now under Clement, we're back, we've got our noses in front. It's incredible. This is going to go right to the end. Everybody is, and I know quite a few of the Rangers supporters were disappointed because Celtic come back. I expected that because good players, and even take away the manager, that group of players in that Celtic dressing room, you know, you're there for a reason, because you're a good player, you've got a wee bit about you. They're not going to just curl up and let the...
And get their arse killed.
Aye. So they're going to be at it. And the response, as we've clearly seen in the second half, then last night, this has gone right to the wire. And this is what's brilliant. I love it. Because last night, watching the game, and as a Rangers fan, was I nervous? you're damn tootin' I was. Mm. Aye. But that's what it's all about. I love
did
that.
You watch the game? Wasn't the telly?
Was that?
Well, we done.
Aye, well, there's a few places where I stayed that put the game on.
Oh, just more than a few, but I used to have a fucking full street pitch on, man.
No, the big advertising board.
The big blue Asda shows it.
It's live stream.
The big blue Asda shows it. The blue Sunday show it. Before we move on, again, credit to Kilmarnock, what he's done there. How close they're running Celtic and Rangers, credit to Derek McInnes.
Oh, without doubt. That's what I'm saying. People... Wouldn't have been a shock with it if Kilmarnock get a result or won the game, and it's because of what Derek's done, the players he's signed. He's just built a really good squad.
Faddy, what about the changes he made? He brings on Van Veen and Greg Stewart.
Aye.
What?
Are they too close to starting? Because they have been used as subs since they've came in, haven't they?
I think they're better than Watkins and Vassell.
But they're quality, haven't they?
But then that's because you're looking at it when you bring them on. This is when nerves kick in, you go... by God, look at the quality that he's just going to bring on 15 minutes to go. So that's why
I think that's a big point, because normally you'd see teams and they've got their best 11 and they get a right good go, then they tire a wee bit and then they make changes and it disrupts them. You're bringing on two quality players.
Top, aye. Yeah. You know, I've always liked Van Veen. I think he's a top player. I was disappointed Rangers never go.
He didn't look sharp enough for me.
But do you know something, last night, what did they do right away when he came on? He put his shell about. He's sprayed one or two great passes and he gets his shell in between the sticks. I just like him. So I've always liked him.
Aye.
Yeah. What would be out of that four, what would be your, if they're off at full fitness, what would be your two that you'd go with? Stewart, Watkins and Vassell.
Vassell and Watkins.
Would you stick with that too, do you know?
Yeah, I think they're a handful. I think Vassell should have scored last night.
Vassell and Van Veen.
By the way, I tell you what, see them as a
two. He needs games for me.
By the way, the physicality, the power and they can play.
I just think when Motherwell changed last year to having two strikers and a busier striker to get up and support Van Veen and somebody that could run the channels as well, you got the best out of him. Because when it was a lone striker, he was running the channel, he was picking it up. A lot of time he was isolated. I think if you've any combination for me with Van Veen, a fully fit Van Veen, but I think Vassell's, I think he's brilliant.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Talk to goalies with Jack Butland, best goalie you played, I think you, have you said before?
I played with Jack Butland, Joe Hart.
Need to ask who was better.
Craig Gordon, Griggs, Andy Gorham, Nigel Martin.
Oh, Nigel Martin was a keeper by the way.
I'd maybe put Nigel up there.
Nigel Martin. Played England, didn't it?
Ben Foster as well was at Birmingham.
No bad, eh?
Some big names there, isn't there?
My God. Jack was only a young, he was only a young guy coming through. I didn't actually play any games with him, but he was exceptional as a 15, 16 year old. You could tell he was going to be top goalie.
So we're going with Nigel Martin?
Nigel was, he was amazing, man. He looked like he scored into him. Just brilliant goalie.
He looked like he just rolled out his bed as well, Nigel Martin.
He probably did, aye. He probably did. But he had one where he used to, if you lost the toss or the other team were kicking off, he'd stay on like 18 yard line, maybe a wee bit further out, just kind of kidding on, he wasn't watching. And then as soon as the whistle went, every week somebody try to shoot score straight away, right. Just run. Catch him off.
Did you ever play with Burridge? John Burridge?
No. Oh, he's...
Mate, honest, I signed him at here.
I get a hair.
Honestly.
Is there a story about
him? I get a haircut beside him doing in when I was doing at Sunderland.
Yeah, haircut?
And
you got a haircut?
I had hair. When I had hair, I was 28, so I was...
like on the stirrup.
The Royal County...
Jordan Pickford as well played well.
Oh,
it was a Royal County hotel doing in, what's you call it, the place? Anyway.
Durham,
that's right. You've been in there?
Oh, yeah, I've been there.
It's a lovely place.
Durham's a good.
Right, come on, what's your story?
No, he was actually getting people to throw things while he was getting his hair cut.
To catch?
So to catch. Just sitting there going like that, to catch him. That fucking, they were throwing a wee bottle, a fruit or something.
Somebody's throwing their balls at him.
Boy with eggs.
He was famous for that. I brought him up to here and I says, right, we'll put you in a hotel. No, he says, I've got my sleeping bag. I'll sleep in the boardroom, right?
Fuck off.
On my life.
I could believe it.
On my life, right?
Why?
Home game. That was just his thing. Anyway, first game, the coaching staff come in and go, by the way, you need to come into the dressing room and see this character. I says, how, what's he doing? He says, no, just come in. I went into the dressing room and he's doing a handstand walking around the table, right? On his hands.
Clay's on or off?
We just a pair of shorts on. Right, walking round the table, and I'm looking, going, oh, this guy's wired to the moon.
Brilliant.
And he's right. So we played away from home. Where was it? I think it was up near Ross County or something. Anyway, he's rooming with one of the boys. One of the boys come down and went, you need to move me out for him. I says, how? What is it?
Throwing things.
He says, he gave me an orange. He says to me, listen, see when I go to that toilet and I come back, shout budgie and throw the orange, right? And he would dive across the thing and hold it in and all that, right? In the middle of the night and everything. He says, I'm lying there at 3 a.m. with a fucking orange. Next minute I hear a light goes on and budgie comes out and I have to go, budgie! he was unbelievable. He must have played with about 40 clubs.
Aye. Did he?
He just went everywhere on loan and played different games.
And would he sleep in the boardroom before every game?
Every home game.
No, he wouldn't.
On my life.
I can believe that, definitely.
On my life.
He's eccentric.
He brought a swing back.
Aye.
Blanket.
Tuned. He's half his nut. I mean, who gets a haircut and asks somebody to throw hands? It must just have been his thing.
And see that hand.
Great company.
He was fucking brilliant.
Everybody's doing that now, his fitness.
Everyone's walking on their hands. That's doing my tits in as well. Why are you doing that?
Well, they're budgy.
Why are you walking on your hands?
Strengthen your hands, innit?
Stick videos up on Instagram. What are they wanting you right back? That's fucking brilliant. I don't get that, do you?
I've never seen a goalie.
This is what
think,
I'm doing.
You just think everything's shite, don't you?
Oh, that's my tits in. Here's me walking on my hands. What?
Who's doing it?
Strength, core.
Aye.
Right.
Anyway,
he's just a treadmill, isn't it? 10k.
You'll be walking into the dressing room with an orange.
Ice. Ice bath, treadmill.
Oh, I had an amazing ice shower today, mate. My shower was especially cold today, man.
Can't do it.
Beautiful. Mate, on it. Just get past the first minute and it's the best feeling.
How long do you stay on?
I'm doing about between 4 and 5 minutes now.
That's brilliant, mate. That's brilliant.
But I don't think the
same
first
wonders for your hair.
See, the first minute it's not as cold as that after. I'd rather that for, I don't know if it's because your body gets used to it or what, but that feel in the first minute, mate, is you've never seen
really
that size somewhere and it comes out.
I'm
you
really
actually don't nah, believe it's
nah,
yours.
You stay away from your
do you know what I mean?
But it doesn't work in your nose, eh?
do you know why that's funny you say that? That's why I started doing it, because I seen a guy on Instagram that says it takes inflammation down in your face. So I thought if I stand with that on this fucking nose, it might take the but no worked.
Well, surprised that's no covering the wee man, because it's right above it.
Do you think that is particularly big?
No. You could smoke a cigar in the shower.
No, that's
what somebody says to you.
Smoke
a cigar in the shower.
I would say his is bigger. Yours is, you've got a bit of a conk, haven't you?
Nah, mine's is a bit bent.
The Fergies, we've all got big noses.
You've not got a big nose.
Oh, aye.
Your nose is good proportion, mate.
You're all right. It's me and him. It's under.
That's a bit of a beak.
No, it's not a bit of a beak. It's a wee bit.
It's hurl insults at each other.
It's got a full skin on it.
It goes up the
my
way.
My beak's bigger than your beak.
Aye. It goes, up the
but
way.
But women like that. It's like a defining feature.
Mate, that look.
What?
You've got to make it work.
I'm going
to
give you a positive. I like that.
Do you want to look like a boiled egg?
That's something your man says to you. See, oh, it's a defining feature, sir.
Your nose is a defining feature. Well, thanks, man. Right, demolition job last night at Celtic Park, 7-0. Most of the goals coming for crosses. Was that the big difference?
Aye.
Looks
how
like
good was Yang? Right?
Just keeping his width.
Mate, I've said it about Celtic winners getting back, but he was positive. I thought
he's been like that every time he's played. Sometimes he's been poor, it's no come off. But he's direct, he wants to take people on, he can go left and right. If he plays on, he's we step over and change the directions.
He was definitely quick. I thought Celtic moved the ball very quickly. Listen, they've come in for a bit of criticism, and rightly so, because they set the bar that high, the standards are that high, and they've not reached that, and everybody knows that. But don't get me wrong, I thought Dundee were defending was atrocious. But they were positive right for the word go, right? Yang Gore, he was going down, he was taking people on, he was whipping balls in. And I've got to say, young boy Kelly, take your
that's
hat
a great
off.
Finish, oh,
take your hat
I played against him, I could last couple of years, very good player.
I've never seen him, I've never heard him. See, when I'd seen it on the, I was watching it on my phone, and I'm going, who's that boy? And then I watched it, what a
great
finish.
Yeah. He's got that it's good to see the reaction for the manager as well, an assistant when he scored that. Because he never really get excited about a few of the other goals that were flying in. But you see the young
how old is he?
Go.
Sorry.
Says to him, don't ask it, didn't you, good lad?
Oh, by the way, what are we at? And she wasn't offended anyway.
No.
Jane, we're talking about. Jane's a great. She's a. I'm about to say something. It gets you thinking, doesn't it? Because I was going to say, she's a great lassie. Are you allowed to say that? You know, and it's like, fucking tooth, innit?
Maybe see her on you.
I know.
So just on the game talk, it did seem like that was instruction, wasn't it? Wingers get the ball wide as quick as possible and put balls in the box.
See, the weekend, the first half, the wingers were wide until they should have held their position and then just ran inside. But the one that came in inside to get it, it was just like, Coon especially was like, I'll come inside. But you're thinking, you're not even going into a position you can pick a ball up and get turned. As a wide man, you want to get the ball and run at somebody.
See where I think we're all right? I think we all agreed when Ida come in. We watched him. He'll score goals. Like, by the way, his goal at Ida.
What a Ida that is, isn't it?
Unbelievable.
Yeah. I think
I thought that was McNevis.
Aye.
he's just went, poof, he knows where the goals is, I'll put it on.
But he knows the ball's coming in early.
Yeah. Nah.
So he's there, he's already there, isn't he?
But you
so
look at the crosses are coming in, it's no specifically Farida. Matt O'Reilly gets one, Greg Taylor gets one. So it's
given different goal scorer.
Aye.
You're happy with that, aren't you?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And now what a different
Maida's we got goal as well. Tremendous. Missed one for about half a yard.
He's a funny one, isn't he? He does stuff like that and then he crosses the ball at the pitch. It's incredible, but Carter Vickers makes such a difference, doesn't he?
He's a big player for him.
He's a big
player. They're more solid when he's at the back. Aye. Of course, Scales looks better, Taylor looks better, Johnson. So
on the weights, aren't he? I know.
Oh, he's a big strong.
He looks pumped up, didn't he?
Tyne Castle next for Celtic. What's your thoughts, Ed, on that one?
Oh,
if Celtic play the way they can play, they'll win. They'll win the game. I think Hearts are. Been on a brilliant run, but look, this is must win for Celtic when they go into games like this. Must win to keep the pressure on, because Rangers look like they're going to win games.
Rangers play first as well. Motherwell at Ibrox, you're fancying that for a 3-pointer, aren't you?
And I said last week, I thought Rangers would. I thought Rangers would win comfortably.
So you did.
Aye, and I did. I did as well. Hearts have been on. They've been on a great run, but I don't think they've been playing absolutely brilliant stuff. That's how I think Celtic, after that last night, they needed that, a wee jolt, didn't they, to get themselves going. This is how the run-in's going to be brilliant, because I fancy Celtic to go there and win convincingly. Be tougher than... it's a tough game for Hearts. Hearts are all right. Without Shankly, I don't think he'd be anywhere.
Changed the shape last night as well, didn't he?
No, I don't know, I've just watched the highlights. I've no...
19 league goals and the next top scorer's got 4.
There you go.
Before we come on to Hearts and Hibs last night, but just on Dundee, how much will a heavy defeat like that affect them?
That can happen against a Celtic or a Rangers, can it?
We're great to invite Doc into the 7 club. If you get beat 7 years, you'll always, as a manager.
But do you know what he said after the game? What? At least it wasn't at 8.
We've not been in the 8, but we've been in the 7 club.
Been in the 8.
It's a long journey home, isn't it?
One thing we can take for it, wasn't it?
That's all right.
They will bounce back.
They've never lasted.
They will bounce back. They've had, I think they'd have 5 now. 5-1, was it, against Rangers?
At Dens.
Uh-huh. And it never really affected them. So I think they'll bounce back. They've got quite a good young squad as well that you would hope wouldn't really affect them. I think they'll be fine.
What time did the 8th goal go in? How long did you have before
that? Oh no, that was about 10 minutes ago.
Could it have been 9 or 10?
I just remember taking the boy McKinsey off, who was a really good player, after 20 minutes. Don't know what he was up to, but he was on.
Did he know what he was up to?
Isn't it?
I know,
zoned out, he's right back there.
I knew half time that was me. I knew I was heading up the road.
Was he after the 8th? Did they have chances to make it 9 and 10?
Oh, God, aye.
I never get that deep.
You know what I mean? 15.
What was your half time? What was your score at half time, sorry?
Half time, I think it was 6.
What are you saying? Won the second half?
I don't think I even went in.
Did you?
Just went into the manager's office and sat and had a cup of tea. Aye.
And they only got beat by another 2 in the second half.
So that's the difference. That's the difference.
You should have turned up 5.
There you go. There's the difference. Sometimes you just let them be their cell, let them fucking fight it out themselves. Aye, don't take me back there.
Okay, right, let's move on. Dundee take that bad defeat. Hibs looked good against Hearts last.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Like that battle for sixth spot, who do you know make favourites for that? I think Hibs have improved since the players have come in.
I said Motherwell, but Hibs are favourites for it.
Just a minute. They've changed it.
So what has he changed?
He's two are good football players, but they don't get legs to get about and combat a three midfield. So he's matched up in there. He's got Boyle back. I still worry about them defensively. I think they're poor at the back. But every team I watched last night are.
But I think if they get. I think they do need to get better at the back, but because they've got a better balance in midfield and they've got the threat, the boy Malida's.
He's a good player, mate, isn't he?
He's very good. They've got enough to hurt teams going forward with that wee bit of extra security at the back, but still, obviously, they need to get better at playing the ball out and trying to play through the lines if that's what they want to do.
Well, but the goal last night comes from Marshall going more direct. So has he not just changed formation, but has he also changed his
I never seen the game. So
just
I don't know.
Just a straight kick. Marshall kicks it to the right wing, didn't he? Heeder, Boyle runs through goal.
Forget all that. What? Talk me through the penalty kick.
That's scary. Not a penalty.
Talk me through the penalty.
It's not even a penalty.
He gives Aaron a look at it. Favre's told him. Obvious mistake. Go out and have a look at it, and he still sticks by his decision.
That's what's scary.
So he obviously thinks there's contact on the second foot cut, but it's nowhere near.
There is contact.
That's what I'm saying, but it's not enough
coming
contact,
together. It's not really a challenge, and Vargas just throws himself to the ground.
Oh, wow. He's just.
He's asked to go to the monitor for a reason, because they know upstairs or wherever they're sitting, they know it's not a penalty. It's clearly not a penalty. And how he doesn't change.
It was nice of Vardy looking at it, though, wasn't it?
Oh, aye. Oh, but you talk about as regards to the county one as well. Aye, scary. what goes on at times, but. It's not a foul. It's a contact sport. Remember, there's going to be wee coming togethers.
You played in an Edinburgh derby, must have been.
Well, if you never lost one.
Did you know?
No. 3 years.
I was thinking about that. You played with Hearts.
I loved them.
Because everybody that was failing at Rangers went to Hearts.
That's right. I used to get into trouble for us because
everybody did.
Rangers reserves.
Oh, yes, I've seen them. Get them out here.
Oh. But that's part of the reason I went to Hearts. Because there was a lot of the guys that were still
Did
there.
Did you take a wage drop? You got a heart, sir?
No, not Wallace. By the way, that's the thing. See the chairman at the time?
No.
And he wasn't well liked.
Oh, mate. Any napkins?
Sorry.
Mate.
See Wallace Mercer?
Uh-huh.
He was brilliant.
Oh, my God.
No. Brilliant. See the bonuses?
See a wee bit more sauce on
I made more money at Hearts than I did at Rangers.
Did you, mate?
Wallace Mercer was brilliant.
Mate.
But so your basic wage wasn't as much, but bonuses?
Bonuses. Wallace Mercer was top drawer. There you go. A lot of people don't like Wallace Mercer even at that time.
Jesus Christ.
But the only thing that I didn't like about him, he was trying to
still get me to
oh, was
that wasn't going to happen.
We need water.
40 minute drive, innit?
I am.
So
what's happening here? What, did we stop?
Aye,
did we?
Going to do the job, innit?
Aye. Been sitting here for about 40 minutes.
I was right, that on.
Right, come on. Let's get this done.
I'm a bit worried about this. Oh, no, that's too big.
That's lost. Stick your fingers out on them so far you can.
Pick an arc up.
Do you want to lick his as well?
Oh, mate.
You're going to be.
This will tell me a lot about you in the bedroom, how you eat this. You're terrible.
He's no break and he's fast. That man's an absolute athlete.
He's a monk, like, isn't he?
Look.
He's a body.
Mate, I'm going to be sick.
So you're leaving it to you, come on.
Just think about boiled eggs. That could be.
Imagine a wee boiled egg on the side of that. A wee boiled egg chaser.
They look tremendous, didn't they? They
You haven't won there, you what? Will we be team players?
No, I'm the team player.
Please help yourself, boys.
Too early now. Do you know something? I'm not even hungry.
I'm
not hot. I'm hot.
Really?
Eh? I've not decided yet. Smell great, but not for me.
If I get the one he used to get, with no spice, and you picked the wrong one up.
Nice.
I'm no good with him.
Watch, he's get that.
Who's that?
Get something around my stomach.
You fucking.
What a vodka. I was going to get an up. He's taking out a bottle and everything.
Aye, that was for Oyers, but it's fine, you just batter in.
What's that, cream? Where's he pulled that there? Do you keep that in your green day bag?
Green day bag.
It's a slow burner, but it's no.
Do you always...
I've got ulcers in my mouth as well, mate.
What's that then?
I don't know. Bad toothpaste.
Do you always lick your fingers after everything you do?
No. No. Always clean my hands. Very hygienic.
Right, you ready for us at Aberdeen? I don't know, you might disagree with me, right? I said on the podcast this Monday, I think Aberdeen could be dragged into the relegation battle. Yes or no?
No.
Based on what? He's not won a game?
Based on the group of players that are, should never be anywhere near that. But you never know. You just never know. They shouldn't be.
Dundee United had a similar group of players last year, didn't they?
Aye, but they were struggling early. Mm. What it actually puts me in mind is Hibs. Right, 3 years ago.
Is that when Hamilton put them
where,
down?
Where, I think so. And right. Everybody's like, no, they're too good to go down. They won't be down there. There's worse teams in them. It puts me in mind of that a wee bit. But I do think that they do have enough. They do have enough to... Clearly they have enough, man. They should be much higher up.
What stat that was, I heard. They've won 3 games at Pittodrie.
It's scary. 6 games or
something. Everybody used to say
that's relegation form.
That's the hardest place to go. Tynecastle, Pittodrie.
And I think you were going to touch on Warnock, weren't you, last week? You're not really having him. I think clearly that was a mistake, bringing him in. I thought you need to get the manager you want for long term. You need to get him in, get the feet under the table, and give him time to make certain decisions on players. Now what are they going to do? Wait till the summer. And then it's like, kind of, the guy comes in and times against
them. It's to give them time to get who they wanted in.
Warnock
that should
been
be happening
in,
right now.
He'd have been better doing in Dunoon in that Rangers supporters club, wouldn't he?
Is there a case that they'll get rid of him before the start of the season? No, that's actually all right. That's actually all right. Is there a case that they might get rid of him before the end of the season?
No. I think...
if he keeps losing games of football, they'll just continue to stick with
him? I don't think they can change the manager again.
No, but see if they're obviously brought him in to take them at the end of the season, think that he'll get them into top 6 and potentially a European spot. But whilst he's in, they're going to have to, they should be looking at who they're bringing in the summer, who their next manager, permanent manager is going to be. If they've just brought him in to then start looking in the summer, then come on. That's not right.
So you think good management.
You think they've got a manager in mind that they might remove Warnock, say at the split, and bring the manager that they've taking time.
If they've no, well, they should have a list of people they want to bring in. And if they make their decision, it might just mean that they have to make a quicker decision on who they want. But if they've identified somebody and you're building for the future, then why not?
See, they have identified Faddy. Why would they not just get him in right now?
Because I think they've brought Neil Warnock in to buy themselves a bit of time to go through the process as good as they can and make sure, because he'll maybe feel that, well, he's made bad choices, Dave Cormack, and maybe feels that he needs more time to go through it. I don't know why.
But see, they have went through that process now, and they're now at a stage where they know who they're going to get. Would you not just go and get him right now?
And I think he needs, that's what I'm saying, he needs to get fit under the table. He needs to be in there right now. I think you can let Warnock go at the minute.
I'll be honest with you,
when Warnock come up and it was like, you know, they were all thinking it was box office, but see when he says, oh, I'm
they were
here
good
for that
day.
For a jolly.
That's what it seems
you're
like.
You're not up for it. This is Aberdeen Football Club.
Keep going.
Because they should be, but they're behind Hearts. 25 points? That's incredible. So is it?
St Johnstone only 4 points off them, mate.
And see last night, I had watched St Johnstone.
Sorry, Ross County in the second.
I'd watched St Johnstone at the weekend, Chai, and they offered nothing against St Mirren. So I thought there's only one winner last night. I thought it was going to be Aberdeen. I think he's lost that dressing room as well, because he's come out in well and criticised him in terms of saying, they're all too nice.
Soft.
Would you like to be described as that as a player?
I think you wouldn't mind.
No.
You wouldn't mind.
They've not reacted to it.
Well, you'd have a reaction if it was your permanent manager.
The reaction's no there.
And you were thinking, well, I want to stay here. I need to do something different. They know he's leaving.
Have you heard the wee story that's going about the rounds up there?
Come on, Gazer.
that he pull a player in?
No.
apparently, I see. Right, I don't like talking about ex-managers because I've been there myself. It's hard work, but apparently he's pulled one of the players, and he was like, "Listen, I like what you bring to the team and all that." He says, "You know, I'm a big fan. I've got to build my team around about you." It wasn't even a fucking player, it was a rank player. He hadn't even played with the first team.
Jim Leighton, he was talking about.
De Gruyvier. Wally Miller.
Wally Miller.
I like the way you're defending.
See, on that, did you ever hear an interim manager when you were playing?
I'm trying to think.
No.
I don't think so.
I never.
Nah.
No, I don't think I.
Is it, Jing? Is a bit like a supply teacher coming in?
Aye.
It's weird exactly because it's an interim manager, but it's not really. He's permanent until the end of the season.
He's not
taking it for a set amount of games with a view of potentially getting a job. Uh-huh. So it's I don't know. It's just like,
but that's how he's not getting work, a reaction. It? No, it's no work because they know he's up here for a so-called job. He's up to enjoy himself and all that. I don't think that was the right message he sent out right away as well. Mm. And I think if you look at the methods that have worked for him in the past. It's not happening there. They're all the ship, aren't they?
Yeah, they are.
There's not a clear way of playing. It looks as if they've just resorted. And I'm only going by the highlights and listening to some of the Aberdeen supporters, but it just looks like...
He gave me 4 days off last week, didn't he? Yeah. Go away.
He gave them?
Four days off.
He went back down. But, see, at the end of the day...
If you're winning, it works. If you're losing, it doesn't.
Right, nobody's bothering about that. The only surprise... Look, there's no doubt the guy's had some career as a manager, right?
Don't deny.
It's very hard to sit here... Well, it's very easy to sit and knock somebody that is not producing the goods. And I thought he would have been harder to beat.
Aye.
I look at Aberdeen. Mm. Look at the goals they're shipping, especially Pittodrie. You know what I mean? St Johnstone got there and scored two the other night.
Motherwell three up in the first half.
And he slaughtered them against Kilmarnock. He says they get bullied against Kilmarnock. Two sort eye. He only mentioned, what was it, Shinny? He says if he's only getting him past marks, I'd put Shinny in charge of him.
Is it a credit to your game, though, that a guy like him who has been quite successful down in England has came up and struggled?
A difficult one, that, because it's the players, but he's quick to, I think he's been quite quick to lay blame at the players.
Well, he said Miofsky's the best striker he's ever worked with.
He said that initially, but
right away.
And the way he's going,
there's a few clubs in the group.
His teams are always good strikers.
You can see him turning this round. You can see him starting to pick up wins.
Shy. Very difficult.
I wouldn't be surprised because his track record suggests he gets results, but he's not getting results at the minute. Turn it round is what for well. So now we're talking about to keep Aberdeen up. Well, there's a problem itself. Aberdeen should be up fighting for third.
Aye, easy.
They should be at least even with the games left, you've now actually no put them in the conversation for top six.
But you can't. It's still games 5 points after top six.
I know, but we're still not talking about it.
Our league is bonkers for me. You look at our Motherwell, September, they beat Livy, bottom of the table. Twice, Ross County, 3 points off top six.
Mm.
3 points off top six. And you could easily, Motherwell could easily, because I think Motherwell get real.
They went 15 games without a win.
Got to, Blair Spittle's goal last night.
What a goal.
By the way, what's
he left?
That's
his weak foot, isn't it?
They should have a montage of his goals.
Aye.
Some of the goals have been absolutely top draw.
That'll be the end of season awards for Motherwell. Just be goal of the season. Everyone at Blair Spittle's
goal. See with Aberdeen, that's the very least. The very, very least they should beat is top six. But the galling thing for me is to be 25 points behind Hearts. They should be in third spot, in my opinion, with that group. And they've no the right guidance. And I don't think the manager that's come in, I don't think he's helped the cause whatsoever.
Talking about Motherwell, that 7 points clear now, Livy, 7 points adrift, sorry.
I told you.
You said they're away.
I told you.
It does look like it now, doesn't it?
Aye. Livy, I like wee Davey, but he changes his tune all the time and he's trying to do everything he possibly can. If there were any hope it was at Livingston, they could pick up what ending the road was a wee bonus, but they're always conceding goals. Aye. They don't look...
It's no... You look at Livy... Early years, hard to play against, hard to score against. Now they can't defend their box. They can't. And it's like we're saying they're good goals, and Blair Spittle's a great finishing. But when the ball comes into the box, they can't defend it.
Mm.
And that's no Livingston. So
They looked like their heads were. I watched a bit of the game, man, and I looked. Especially
first half, they were good.
Mm-hmm. Motherwell went 3-1. Their heads, which you can understand. It's amazing how football turns quickly, right? Because before Clement come in, there was people actually talking about
Davy
for a Rangers job. You know what I mean? So it changes very, very quick. But I'll tell you what, it was a massive result for Motherwell because they go to Ibrox at the weekend. And we're not really, well, apart from Faddy, we're no fancying them to get anything there.
But after that, they've got a good run of fixtures because that's how they've played Celtic, Aberdeen, Hearts, and then Rangers.
Well, they've had a tough run. Yeah. But it'd be amazing if they, imagine them getting in the top six.
Oh, aye. Brilliant. They're
I
think it's going to be tough. They've got, I think Hibs are favourites for it. They've got decent fixtures. But they can do it if they can play like they did in the second half. And actually they looked better defensively in the second half. The goal they conceded, it's another poor goal to concede, it's good for Livy, but the decision making at times, you just looking at the thing, what are you actually doing? Dan Casey last night sees the run and Mackay at the start, then just squares off and Disney go to the ball, drop, nothing, and then the recovery's no great either. But if they can get a wee bit of confidence, they could, because they're a good team, they're well organised, they've got a right good balance throughout their team. I talked about Blair Spittle, Theo Bear's been excellent. Nice. Young Lennon Miller last night, just playing midfield, he just looks so comfortable. So comfortable in the ball, he's never flustered. And I think that they have got a chance. Going back to Livy were 2-0 down at the weekend against Ross County, they come back to 2-2 and they look like they could actually go in and win the game.
Yeah.
They end up losing it. They go 1-0 up last night and then they end up losing it. It's moments in games that are costing them. I think it's going to be difficult.
And the 3 points they did pick up recently against St Mirren, they were really fortunate.
They got battered, didn't they?
They were not battered, but they weren't the best. St Mirren were the better side. St Mirren had a couple of big opportunities. St Mirren should have won that game. So I just think it's overall that just a lack of
I'm
quality.
Not confident in my prediction. Forget them. I'll eat a boil.
Oh, come on, Livy!
A bowl of boiled eggs.
No, a bowl.
Right.
One
tall boiled egg. Like a boiled egg.
Yeah. I'll eat Davy's head.
Right. So, what about the battle for that second spot? Is it between Ross County and St Johnstone, or I've said Aberdeen, but who do you make favourites out of that between Ross County? Ross County are picking up points now, aren't they?
If before last night, I'd have said St Johnstone. Favourites to finish 11th.
But they go and get that.
He went and played three strikers. So Nicky Clark, I think, makes a massive difference because he's intelligent.
He's a wee bit deeper on Saturday, so he did. He's
got
to get
him. Score goals, and he's good at playing with other strikers because he's clever. He'll know if one drops where to be, and a bit old school, a bit old fashioned.
Do you think he caught up with the chance to come over?
It's just that end, isn't it?
It's an awkward, isn't it? You kind of go with your thigh, your head. It's just an awkward.
I think that's a diving.
Aye.
Header.
It's hard to improvise.
Good penalty.
Yeah. He's a good player, and he's come back for a leg break as well. He's at that age, so he's done. Well, we all know he's a good player, he's a good finisher, and he's keep him fit. You've got a good chance.
Did you play with Zoma?
Sandy. Sandy. He put his shell about Sandy. Was he here?
I played with Sandy.
Was he hard?
Hard as fuck.
Was he?
Nice. He put it about. You wouldn't mess with Sandy.
Did he?
Aye. Sandy could battle his corner and all.
It's the centre forward?
Aye. A good player. Where'd he come? Down south.
He played with Rangers, Sandy Clark.
Aye. That's what Rangers have played with Sandy, and then he went to Airdrie as well. But him and Coisty up top were different class. Sandy was brilliant for Coisty. Probably Coisty to get. So he was a battering ram and all. He could score and all. He could finish. But he was he had that physicality that allowed Coisty to get in.
Good player, I played a few times.
Aye, Sandy Clark's a good player, top.
Ross County, top guy. The St Mirren, let's talk about the penalty. He said you were ready.
I love that. Not the greatest of spectacles. That is a massive.
How would you describe it? Somebody says to you, going writing a victory for that game. What would you said?
Terrible. That's it. Just terrible.
What made it so bad? Was it just.
Quality. Quality was poor. St Mirren, it's no like them. They were. They couldn't string.
You look
four or five passes ago.
You and Boyd look fair.
It was a terrible game of football.
I know.
Terrible game.
It's as if you'd travelled all that way and you were just.
Aye, it was. It was just. St Mirren were way below the levels they normally are. they're normally they're normally brilliant energy, get the ball forward and get crosses into the box. Tanzer, whose delivery is excellent, couldn't they find a man? Couldn't they get it under control to get across in? And it's no, you're no going, he's a bad player. It was just one of the nights, but they all had them. They all Alec Gogic through the goal. He's been unbelievable for St Mirren. And the short back pass, but the first pass it comes, another reliable Marcus Fraser fucking scoops it into the air. He brings it down, plays it slow. Then the goalie comes out and just lies down, just lets him go
did
back.
Did you see it?
Aye. Giant Ross staying in that one bedroom hotel.
Oh, aye. No, they travelled up in the day. They travelled up in the day. But they got a result, and the handball was.
And VAR never looked at
that. Oh, by the way, see, goodbye to handball. Rangers had two handballs that should have been given as a penalty last night. How VAR doesn't he pick up?
What, Stuart Finlay, Jank?
Last night. Aye, too clear. The one that Desers cuts back, where he shouldn't have caught back. She just hit it. The ball bounces up, hits his hand. That's a penalty kick in this day and age.
I've not seen
and then the next one, there's a crow's faddy. The ball's coming in, hits the hand. The ball changes direction, might be going to Rangers player. There's two penalty kicks.
Is it a penalty
there? It's a penalty.
I thought clear penalties.
Aye.
Yep. If you're going to give the penalty against Rangers, where he jumps up and it hits him, then his arm goes out, then they two are clear penalties. So it's again, you know, you look for.
At least they would have checked them ones. They never checked the Desers one.
Which is quite incredible.
Yeah.
And then they check the one that you're saying the hand's down there, but the ball changes direction. So I don't know what's going on.
Are you getting Kilmarnock's penalty? Lindstrom getting that.
In this day and age, I can see why it's been given. So if you're given that, then Rangers should have had two penalties. That's the inconsistency.
You think Finlay's a penalty?
No.
I do.
Why? Just because he doesn't know where the ball is?
I don't think.
Basically, I think
because you're talking about people go up with their hands. Like you're talking about. Does he mean that? The Ross County? It doesn't mean that, but it hits his hand. It's a penalty kick.
But if it's up there,
it's
down there. It changes direction. So Rangers don't get the advantage of the ball going to a player. It's a penalty kick. The other one's a penalty. They're two penalty kicks.
I've not seen it, so I can't. But I've seen.
If you're going to give penalties for some of the other ones, we've seen. What was the other one we saw last night? The boy doesn't know where it is. The hands up and it hits doesn't even know.
He's made his body bigger, isn't he?
Do you think Lundstrom's is a penalty?
I thought it was a bit harsh, but I thought it was.
Well, it's no. Well, if you're going to give that, you need to give the other two. Simple as.
I don't think Finlay.
Consistent, be consistent.
In the
90 minutes of the game, if you're going to give a penalty for that, then the other two are penalties. It's just my opinion.
But if it changes direction, I've not seen it. But if it's a natural position, it doesn't matter. If it's natural position,
It's not as blatant.
It started there. It's slowly getting higher.
It's not as blatant as the Devlin one. But it's still a handball. Still a handball.
Right, keep my start again.
Well, you need to talk about that St Mirren one. You can't just breeze out it because
you're not happy with that. Oh, no, what's your thoughts on it?
You never seen it.
This handball you're talking.
Aye.
It didn't look like it's a shocker, I know.
Everybody's moaning about VAR. The Cubs have paid a fortune for it and they don't check it.
And this is why I'm saying about Desers last night. They at least check it. Let the referee go and have a look at it. And then if he says, well, they think like you, it's not a penalty, man.
The thing is now, but up until that game, there was a. If anything happened, people would say, oh, they'll need to check that. And everybody go, but they check everything. Of course they do. Now you can't say that because they don't check everything.
Who should be held accountable for this?
The VAR.
The guy that was doing VAR that night.
Aye. The guy that was on VAR.
Should they be coming out and explaining why they're not checking things like this?
Aye.
Should, no, aye. Because that's...
There was one... Incredible. You mind the McCausland one at Livingston where he dived?
Dived.
Well, they showed you two angles of it and you couldn't really tell. It looked like there was a wee bit of contact and the VAR goes, aye, contact, penalty. And then it comes to the next angle and you can see it for the side that he goes down before. I don't think there's any contact, but it goes down before, so it shouldn't have been given. And they says, oh, they're advised to look at least two angles. And no, but they should look at them all. And I think they checked for the shirt pull in the Ross County one.
Yeah.
And then the first two angles, you couldn't really see the humble. The third one, you could. So they never even checked it. And I think they're trying to make decisions too quick. rather than make the right decision, because everybody's moaning about
value
how long
for
it takes.
Money.
Oh, really? Do you think that's what they're doing?
I think that's what they're doing.
That looks, sorry.
I think they're trying to make a quick decision rather than get the right one, right, because everybody's moaning about look how long it's taking. But see, if you get the decision right, it doesn't matter how long it takes. I know fans are, it's their experience, but they'll no moan if they get the decision right, will they?
No. But it's no very,
it was a penalty.
Not very hard, isn't it? No, quite an easy decision to get.
Penalty kick for you, Phil.
Mad at a ref. Was it, where's the ref standing when that guy sticks his hands up and handles the ball?
I know, but that, see, because you were
caught.
He's watching.
You couldn't see, I couldn't see it in the first, it was like the third. Third camera angle, you're looking going, that's
how VAR, did you say? Go in there and have a look at that, and then you give a penalty.
Before we go into Coop, what you doing for the rest of the day?
Five asides.
How long did that for now?
Aye. About six asides.
Is that the Rookie and Glenn?
Over the season?
No, it's different people every game.
That Rookie and Glenn?
Aye. Who's did you used to play in that?
Mate, I would never play football as long as I live. Fucking hate it.
You get a wee bum though.
I've been
asked. They
pay you. He gets a wee bum then.
They pay
you. I thought he says bum.
You get paid.
Aye.
I'll get my sambas out.
Who's been the best performance of the season so far? Individual performance. Big Charlie.
Don't know. Charlie's just covers every. Because it's a five aside pitch or six aside. Mm-hmm. Charlie can touch both sides at the same time.
And how are you? Tomorrow morning.
I've actually been all right. The last few weeks, I've managed to play twice a week. I've actually been all right.
That'd be good.
I'm feeling. I wish I could. Better.
He's getting warm ups in it.
Aye,
some boys do.
Used to play. I used to play a team, but
warm up as I go. There it's there. Just had a hot wing. If that works, I'll need to have another one next week. If I have a good game today, I'll need to have another one.
Do you get angry when you get beat out, or are you all right?
I don't moan. I don't argue.
I don't believe you.
I honestly don't.
I don't. No way.
I don't. I just go to have fun. Just go and play for a laugh.
Do you pick? As in, he's a last pick.
Aye, brutal.
Frightening. Aye. Seriously?
Aye.
That'd be me. I'd be fucking.
Did you do that with your players? Pick teams?
Oh, aye. I wanted to see who you thought they were shite.
Aye. What about you, Dale?
Then I left them out on a Saturday. Don't blame me, blame them.
Well, I can't, David. I can't run about anymore. So I'm going to the gym for a wee bit, then get my granddaughter for school.
What's your workout at the gym, show us? Come on, what's there?
Mate, no, I'm doing more weights now.
Walking on your hands.
And then next week, I'm getting on the bag. I'm going to start
ball bag
boxing. Aye, every bag it's gone.
Shane McFerry, you've got some size of horn.
He's got big fucking hands.
I'm going to start getting into that. So most football players used to do that. Gets to about March, you find them on the gym, ain't they, on the weights and all that.
Getting
to the beach. So I'm ready. But I want to get back on the bag, hit the bag again.
What gym do you go to?
No, it's up at my mum and dad in the garage. My dad's
like a prison gym.
He's got it sorted.
My
dad's training me, isn't
he? Mickey. So what are we talking? Bench press.
What
are you benching, bro?
I'm no into heavy weights. Not just, but I like it. See, my dad, I love cardio. I love getting a sweat on it, but I can't do that as much with the money. Near a kin.
Do you bike?
The bike. I love the
bike's
machine.
Boring.
Rowing machine.
See if you go, I used to go 50-60 mile on the bike. It was the best. It was the best thing in the world. Loved it.
Taking your life
in. Cycling. I was right in it, just on the bike.
You must have the close shaves with the motors, not motors.
Oh, and right here.
I was going to
right
say.
Right here, one.
Huh? Your handlebars?
No, the funniest bit, but.
And his chopper down the road.
Aye. The first time I went out, I started getting used to it, and then I went out with wee Billy Davis and me Spenny and all that. Spenny's the funniest boy in the world, right? I've got to say.
Who's that, John Spencer?
Oh, funniest boy in the world.
He was going to batter me at a game once.
Funniest boy in the world.
He was going to batter me. I never realised it was him. I was getting him dogs, and he was going to. He came here for us. I shut myself.
Who is Spenny?
John Spencer.
He's great boy. So anyway, they got me into it, and then they said, "Look, you need to clip in," and I was like, "No, I'm a bit scary of that." So basically clip in, your 2 feet are in, right, you get the, you're no moving, but it gives you more power, especially when you've got my thing. So my first day I'm thinking, right, brilliant, I'll clip in, but need to watch, the minute I come up, make sure you clip out, you go to your side, you stay on, you go away again, clip in. Mate, honest, I'll never forget. Comes up to straight traffic lights and the motors and all that, right? Pulls a brake. I'm sitting there next minute. Right? But the worst it was, a couple of guys had sort of clocked us, right? Because Spenny and all that was there.
I'm lying in the side of the fucking pavement, sparkle, can't get out. It was a typical Glasgow banter. The boys have got the wind in. Yeah, what? Oh, honestly, it was frightening. I thought I'll never forget to clip it, but it's brilliant.
So do you still do the cyclists that you're up to?
I've not done it for a while, but I love it. I'll go back in it in the summer.
Only thing about cycling, Tommy, is you do fucking about an hour and you've burnt 100 calories.
Fuck no, you can go.
Do you know what I mean?
See, I like these circuits, not see you're talking about. I like doing circuits.
That high rocks, mate, you need to get into that, it's addictive. I'm doing a self-made high rocks. Del Lyle's competing in it.
Big Jig's doing it.
Is he doing it as well? Big Jig? Yeah, I can imagine he's good at it. You run a K back, you'll do an exercise, it's a certain amount of metres, and then you do a K again, 8 times you do it.
See, I would enjoy that in the day when I could run. My running days are over.
What about you, so dad's rest of the day?
Even with the fives,
I'm going straight to a gym.
You're going to sit. You going to his dad's gym? Imagine the two squat on each other in the gym.
I'll give you a straight. Big Archie got that.
By the way,
Rab's seen his bit.
James, he's in it. We're talking about going to gyms and that.
I know. What's up?
We should be going to that.
Used to be a laugh, man. Used to go to the pub,
go for a couple of beers and that.
Go to the gym. I'm going gym and then into the chamber for a 4 minute.
He's invited me into the chamber.
Oh, take him, man. I'm desperate to get him.
Just the two of you?
You can get in. It's a two-ball job.
What, with your shorts on?
Just shorts, and you get the gloves and the earmuffs and away you go, mask.
I need to work my way up to that, I think.
You don't? You're just
staring. I just my face with cold water then.
Well, you'll be fine.
Think so?
It's cold. Oh, it's,
I think it'd be easier than doing a nice bath.
I don't fancy
I'd rather
bath.
Do that than do the...
Definitely.
100%.
What about food for the rest of the day? What will you eat?
Well, I'm filling up now after that. I'll probably have something 4 o'clock.
What are you here?
A bit of pasta or something, and that'll do me.
Tuna pasta?
No, I don't have tuna pasta, no.
What's in it, like chicken or something?
Chicken and tomatoes.
Hot or cold? Like a cold pasta?
Oh, hot.
Loves it, don't they?
Aye.
What about you for the rest of the day? What you
do you just get inspiration or is it just...
I'm obsessed with it.
I just wait to see what my missus produces. So, hopefully it'll be something. I had my wee... What I wanted last night. Which I like every now and again.
Do you eat biscuits after your tea?
Oh, biscuit, that's my downfall. Biscuits, cup of tea and biscuits.
Do you eat your dinner and then give yourself like a couple of hours then biscuits?
No, I give myself a couple of minutes.
That's an animal, mate.
I love my biscuits.
Is it dip in there?
No, this
is
not a thing.
There's no way you need 2 biscuits after you've just ate that fucking size of plate of food.
I know, you don't need it, but it's just because it's like...
Just to get a wee bit of sweetness in your mouth, innit?
Would you rather wait till like 7 and then go for it? I'm going to have a couple of biscuits now.
I'll tell you what. See if I have a cup of tea. There's no way I'm only having a couple of biscuits.
Aye. You need more.
Are you doing a full bag?
Four.
Easy.
Four. It's four minimum.
Half a packet.
Hey, what?
Diet every time you eat.
Digestives, hobnobs, anything.
Half a packet.
Easy.
Could you never have a cup of tea without a biscuit?
Aye, I would be easier for me to have.
Aye, but
no biscuits than two.
It's the whole experience. It's got
and not even bite. Just right in. Not even a bite.
My favourite with a cup of tea is a caramel wafer.
Oh, nice.
It's beautiful, man. And you're not having one. You could have four.
I'm saying I don't. What's the mystery of you two yourself? Have you ever had a full? How many packs do you get in a packet?
I tell you what, the boys do that. The boys can have a cup of tea and just eat a full packet.
Chocolate digestive.
Oh, easy. But Roscoe does that.
A full packet.
Easy.
Ross does that. He does that.
Easy.
No problem at all.
After your dinner?
Dinner, no, it'd be fair to him. The two of them, full packet of biscuits. Boof.
I hope they enjoy their diabetes in their fucking 38.
Oh, they're up all night. Every
in moderation.
It's just the way you're brought up. I was brought up.
You drink every night.
I know.
Yeah.
I had an organic prosecco last night, mate. You need to get it. Not a hangover this morning. Bottle of organic prosecco. A few fucking $1 million.
Prosecco, mate.
Beautiful, mate.
Is it?
Oh, beautiful. Love it.
Just one bowl.
Then I'm going to Cholino's to get a takeaway pasta. No, do you know what I'm going to get? I'm going to get a chicken and mushroom risotto.
Oh, like a wee seafood risotto.
Do you know what I love a risotto, a creamy risotto, Hannah's a chips and it's all together, creamy with the chips.
In it?
Oh, he's locked
in a boner.
Sacrilege, man. But he's getting excited.
Our Lewis is like, he gets excited about food.
Oh, do I,
about, do you or not?
I like, I'd rather talk about food than football, mate.
Aye, it shows.
Chippy'd be my last option for a take.
No.
Went to Delhi Darbar last week, you been there?
Yeah, good. That's where I used to stay.
Oh, so it was, it's nice, eh?
Aye.
Chicken tikka.
Never been there. Chicken tikka?
Yeah.
I'm not a big carry out fan.
Never?
I'll probably have an Indian two in a year, Chinese three.
So what do you eat on a Saturday night? You mean it?
Chippy and all that, I don't.
Didn't tell me you cook on a Saturday night, one of them?
I do, I cook, I'm no bad.
I loved a pizza. And I've got my sister. Night. Pizza and a bottle of red.
My sister will make up 5 days but I've dinner been for me. And the pillow out.
Your Mary, sister?
Mary's wheels.
Oh, my sister.
Meals
and wheels. Oh, meals and wheels. No, dog.
you talking about your sister?
Wheels and wheels.
It's quite scary, by the way.
What is it?
Double. It looks so high.
Is it?
It's just dad's with long hair.
No, it's no.
Aye, it is.
Good job. Get him a fucking hell, man.
Actually,
so it's good person. For Lannies.
Right, ready for the coom?
Right, on you go.
Right, remember, this is a fresh start, all
right? Right.
Then I want to be doing that again. We need to make that hotter, I think, for next time.
Ah, it wasn't hot.
It wasn't hot enough. right. Ruth. Anyone that fancies a score, just say straight away, Hibs versus Ross County, Hibs. Dundee, Kilmarnock, draw.
I'm going Killy. There'll be a reaction for Dundee, but Killy.
They've been draws the last few, haven't they? I'll go a draw.
Dundee.
Wow.
Because you'll be a reaction, that's not.
At Dens. St. Mirren versus Aberdeen.
We're geeing up, man.
Draw?
St. Mirren.
I'm going draw. I've watched St. Mirren.
Paddy, where you going?
I'll go a draw as well, St. Mirren. Now I'll go St. Mirren. Go St. Mirren.
That sounds like your bedroom floor.
Last night. I'm going to go. I was going to go Aberdeen, but they're hopeless. I'll go draw.
All right, St. Johnstone versus Livingston. I'll go.
I don't know.
Draw for me.
Home win for me.
I'll go St. Johnstone.
Aye. After that, I mean, they were poor against St. Mirren, but aye, I'll go St. Johnstone at home.
Rangers versus Motherwell. Rangers.
Paddy.
I know.
I'm going to draw.
Are you?
Aye.
Aye.
That's definitely no me. It's lasted too long.
you're on seconds, aren't you?
That was Coon Copper. Hold on a minute.
I don't know. That performance, you're standing up and clapping after
that. Oh, mate, honestly. So is she.
Rangers, because Motherwell don't defend well enough.
You can't go Motherwell.
I'm going to draw.
Straw.
Draw!
Oh, catchers, give him an R wing. Right, go on.
Hey, you're going Rangers. Hearts versus Celtic.
Celtic for me.
Celtic. I'm going Celtic.
Are you going straight to the gym with that? Do you do the actual gym with that on?
No, I've got my stuff in the morning.
Shorts and t-shirt?
Got stuff.
Well, do you go to your man's and then get changed into shorts and t-shirt?
I'm going to my local gym and then I'm not going to my dad's today.
See, when you do go to your dad's gym, so do you go dressed and then you get changed in their bathroom?
No, I go up, I do my bit and then I shoot down. I'll just maybe pop in, see them for a wee 5 minutes.
I never wear shorts in a gym.
Huh? No,
pants. I've got the worst.
Just slips.
Mate. I have got the worst men's legs in the world.
What does that mean, men's legs?
They're dead skinny.
Are they?
Oh, they're fucking horrendous. I honestly.
Cut a bit of string in your shorts.
I've never worked in legs when I played football. Never done.
Can we, I need to see that now, mate. Be honest, have you ever took your trousers off in a different situation and people think their legs are terrible?
They're low.
Like you ever took somebody home and they're
all right. No, you do. You put a light out.
Do you hide your legs when you're doing that?
Oh, terrible, man.
Well, I don't even
put the legs in the bed.
I just keep them in the
Do you know what I've noticed? I've seen a couple of times recently. There's a group of people that run in Duke Street, and there's three guys that wear shorts, and there's one guy that wears jeans.
Jeans running?
Runs in jeans. That's a serial killer, that.
That is, mate.
Runs with jeans. I've seen boys in the gym with jeans.
I could imagine you doing that, though.
No,
with your big baggy jeans.
By the way,
I could.
Si, that's what I'd come back from Italy, from Bologna, watch, and I'd thought there was some guys out running and all that. And then I was heading to the Livingston game, and we'd come up past Overton, and a woman come down running, jogging. But she had normal gear on. But she was out running.
Going for it?
Aye, just normal gear. I'm going, who does that? Yeah. You know what I mean? Me like her, any nothing, me like kind of looking the part.
You hope they like her.
But I'm going, what are you doing? Just be normal Jake on.
I seem to be a hang now, mate. I've seen a few people with jeans on running.
Do you do long runs now?
I go run. I like a long run.
Do you?
I prefer this stuff I'm doing now.
I'm a Forrest Gump, right? When I was going to do a run, I would say to one of my guys and staff or whatever it was, right, I'm going to run towards Butlins. in 40 minutes jump in the motor and come and get me. Psychologically.
That's not what Forrest Gump done though.
He just kept running. But he never ran back the way. Forrest Gump
running.
Never run the circle.
Aye, but he never phoned his mate to pick him up.
He ran from one end of America to the next.
I've been actually that. I've been exaggerated.
Aye, I don't think that.
You can't do that out 5 mile and then back. I just, that does my head.
No, because see, once you get out halfway and you're turning back, you know that you're running him.
Ah, no, I'd rather disagree.
I'd rather
just keep running and somebody pick me up.
No, I couldn't run for a time with no destination.
Did they Strathy?
Nothing to aim.
Strathy Park.
I've not done it for ages.
There you go, cause it's a circle.
You can see that end, and you've got landmarks
to go right. If I hit here and you can time it, and then you turn that onto the long straight, and you forget how far away that actually is, and you start picking it up.
I like getting Strathy. I enjoyed it when I could run. I like getting down there. Midges.
You couldn't do it.
Have you ever been out a run and done? You've had to stop and do a fish in the bush.
Oh aye. Oh fuck. Hundreds of times. The one in Strathy Park was
Have you ever done that? Met somebody while you're out running?
Celtic were doing a run and Celtic were doing their pre-season training, and I was running and I was going to finish some hurling, and a couple of guys came out and I seen them with, I didn't know Celtic were there, and they came out with autograph books, and I thought, oh, they're coming to get my signature, and I'm going, I'll stop and give them a, and see when I get closer I just went going, that fucking bastard Ferguson.
and just turned away and then
behind me, I didn't know all the Celtic boys were all running down their wee bit.
Strathy Park?
Aye, Strathy Park. Oh, teams used to go down Strathy.
They did.
Aye.
That's a soul destroying run, that Strathy.
I think Charleroi is a bad one.
Charleroi, Kenny.
What about the hill?
Kenny McDowell's favourite Charleroi mate pre-season. Holy fuck, the hill.
The hill was horrendous. I used to do that before I went back.
It's hard for me because you can't see where you're going.
Like, you think you're
can't see the end.
See, when
you're at running and you know where the end is, it motivates you to get there.
And the end is for me when somebody peeps a hole.
That's the end. Aye, but that's what I mean. So even if you ran out for 20 minutes and then ran back and done it in 19, you're beating yourself and you've got something to aim for. Brilliant. Cheers. That's me done. Like, you know, you can get a wee sprint finish or that.
Do you know who was a world champion at Charleroi? Barrett.
Aye.
Oh my god. Huh? Kevin McBride, remember Barrett, right. Played with Motherwell in that Celtic, Motherwell, Falkirk, midfield player. He had Charleroi on toast, mate.
Hey, one of these probably up there at the weekends practicing.
What's your worst pre season run ever? Gordon Strachan does a thing called a runway that's.
Nah, mine was Gullin Sands.
I was going to touch.
Did you go there?
Aye, a number of times.
The worst mistake was just quickly. First one, 16. Never knew what it was like. They stopped the team bus and basically says, look, go in and get a coffee and a cup of tea or a juice, and we're in there getting rolls and sausages and all that, right? So you do the bits round about the Murder Hill, it was called, and you come round the last one, so you've got them doing, I'm with Coop, right, and he's going like that. Sandy Jardine and Alec Miller always up at the front, weren't they? Sandy and Alec, so you had to get in their footsteps.
That's important.
So, I was knackered. And this is why I hate the egg, right? The last run was, you started at the top, you went down to the bottom, you turned, you went halfway, run a stick, back to the bottom, and then you finish with a full hill, right? That's your last run. Now, by this time, you press my belly button, my legs have come off, right? So, I'm gone. I've nothing left in the tank. So Coop says, look, let yourself fall down the hill, just fall down the hill, get in the steps on the way up to the halfway, fall down, and then that's your last one. I'm like, right, I'm only 16, I've still got acne and everything, right? So down I go, bump, gets up, and I'm gone. Gets to the bottom of the hill, I've got one to go, and my legs are gone. You ain't going anywhere, right? You're fucking no going anywhere. So as I get halfway up, I'm now crawling. Greg is doing my strike, yeah, my fucking hell, got the hell right. As I look up, at that time the tourist people all knew that Rangers were gone there. They were all sitting at the top and they'd fucking egg sandwiches and all that, right? Like you said, when you got up on the Sunday morning, next minute I'm
I'm, mate,
that's what turned you off at Eggs.
I swear, I'd nightmares for a full year thinking about getting back there, right? And eventually, no one of the ones, I'm crawling, and eventually gets up to the top, and I
did
just...
Did you finish it?
I'm on your knees.
But that was the important part, because it wasn't just about the physical aspect, it's the mental, make sure you finish it. Yes, it was a test of you.
And
it was
a test. You were sick because you were fucked, nothing to do with like.
What about where you get washed? In the sea?
Aye.
You used to go right...
Never mind that.
And then we'd stop at the hotel on the way home and get a meal. I used to go, this is... I'd just let...
Just started.
As long as you finished it, Daz, that was a test of your mentality. Were you ready to dig in and go again when you're not
you
left?
You got fives, didn't you?
Aye, used
to. Aye, but I'm not that.
Where was it? Did you see when you had acne? Where did you ever get it on your back?
Just a fit, by the way.
See,
I'd
take spots,
I'd
take it.
You got
what you're
on your chin tonight.
Oh,
that's a red
wing
spot, mate.
Aye. Still getting them, so... You're still young, you're still a wee bit.
Acne and hay fever at 16, it was the worst fucking combination you've ever had in your life, man. And you're a football player. What chance you got? See, then pre season with acne and fucking hay fever. Your spots were bursting all out of place in your nose. You're my fucking mug.
Did the boys give you a bit of a hard time for the acne?
Oh, big time. Big Derek Johnson used to call me Carol Malden, right? Do you ever know who Carol Malden? You need to giggle him. Right? Big Derek used to roast the life out of me. But you're 16, you get it tight, man. I hated it.
Big DJ sometimes didn't do the runs. Because he was all chapped and all that.
His bones would be all chapped.
No, his thighs, because he was that much overweight. You know, his fucking thighs were all ripped off.
See, you'd 6 weeks
off. The bin bag going in.
Didn't you? You'd 6 weeks off. You weren't doing what the boys are doing.
No, we've done nothing for 6 weeks. Zero.
Come back and you're like, right, who's got the biggest belly? There was a kitty for the biggest. Oh, you won that one.
We got 6 weeks off, didn't South,
One we had...
More than that.
10, I
think.
10,
huh?
10 weeks.
Down south, mate, you used to get a right holiday, man.
6 weeks, five weeks spent in Magaluf.
Playoffs. If we were going for promotion, if we finished in the playoffs, then obviously the season was longer, but if we went straight up. So, and because you're going up, the season starts a week later as well. Yeah. So I think we were the beginning, maybe the end of April, and we went back in like the first week in July.
Brilliant, man. You went to Magaluf for 5 weeks.
Me and me, your auntie used to go, no. Come back.
5 weeks?
One and a half. We come back, get my gear all sorted and all that, and back
just
again.
Just back to get your clothes washed.
Aye. Then back
and
again.
And then back out.
Aye,
different.
We're always, we're always back out. Back a couple of days away. There you go.
That boys, brilliant. What a team.
Magic.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.